Hello, welcome to the Christ in Me Ministry. I'm host Benedict Allen, and I'm coming to you today with a message called Lose to Gain. And I will be coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, starting in verse 7, and we will go as far as the Spirit of the Lord leads me. This is a very dynamic message that I would like to bring to you today. This message really hits home for me, and I'm sure that it hits home for a lot of people. I don't know if you are like me, but maybe you're a person that have had a lot of things in your life. You have a lot of material things. Maybe you had a nice car, or you had a nice house, or you had what seemed like the perfect marriage, or the best children, but it just never seemed enough. It just always seemed like something was missing. Amen. Maybe you do a lot of work in the church, or you could be on the usher board, the missionary board. You could do cooking or cleaning, and you could go to 4 or 5 a.m. prayer in the morning, or you could just be an excellent person that does service work, but yet you still feel an emptiness, a hole, something inside of you that is not there. And I want to talk to you about that emptiness today. I want to talk to you about how we have to lose a lot of things in this world in order to gain Christ. Sometimes we have to lose them through the sufferings that we go through in this world in order to gain Christ. Amen. Before I actually begin this message, I would like to pray for you, the listener. Heavenly Father, I come before you in prayer right now. I thank you for this individual on the receiving end of this message, that what you have for them, Father, let it be for them. Praying as always that I may decrease and you increase, to the extent of me and to all of you through this message. Holy Spirit, lead me. Amen and hallelujah. So as I was saying, we as human beings, Homo sapiens, oftentimes we are looking for the next big thing. Oftentimes we are looking for something to satisfy the emptiness in us, the longing soul, amen. And yet we could still gain all these things that we are looking for or pursuing to get, and yet we still feel an emptiness. Yet we still feel a hole. Yet we still feel a void. Amen. See, you can have a lot of material things, but still feel this void. You can have a lot of schooling. Amen. You can have a great and wonderful job. You can have a great family. Amen. You can even pursue negative things, bad things, thinking that if you do these things, like, say, for instance, drinking and drugging, having multiple sexual partners, gambling, pornography, many of these different things, you think that if you pursue these things, or being a shopaholic or alcoholic, you think that by pursuing these things or doing these things that, it's going to fill a void in you, amen? You think that if you get enough alcohol in you, you'll be all right. You think that if you having multiple sexual partners, it's going to fill a void in you. Or you feel that if you could have just the right sexual partner, that is going to fill a void in you. You think that if you gain enough money from gambling, it's going to fill a void in you. Amen. Sometimes people, they join religious groups, and they think by joining religious groups and dressing a particular way and talking a particular way and being of a service amongst that religious group, that is going to feel avoiding them, yet something is still missing. I can tell you for myself, brothers and sisters, you're not going to find it in a religious group. You're not going to even find it in your church. You're not going to find it in your pastor. You're not going to find it in your children. You're not going to find it on a television show. not going to find it in material things. Amen. You're not going to find it through sex. You're not going to find it through multiple sex partners. Amen. You're not going to find it in food, because some people, they try to fill the emptiness with food. Amen. They feel that they're going to gain something by eating a lot. But in the end, you still end up feeling miserable. You think if you buy you a nice great car, you feel, some people say, and I'm guilty of it, you know, that, you know, there was a time in my life where I felt like I really had to have a car. That was the thing that was missing in my life. And until I got that car, my life was not going to be content. But I can tell you, I got that car, and my life was even more miserable with the car. Amen? Because, see, it was not the car that was causing the void. Amen? The thought of not having the car, I felt, caused the void. But it was not that at all. It was the emptiness in me, in a place where God needed to be. Amen? And so we have to count all this stuff that we want to pursue out here in this world as a loss in order to gain the void and the emptiness that we're filling inside that we need from God through Christ. Amen? And if you don't believe what I'm saying, listen to what Paul had to say in the book of Philippians. Amen? So he was talking to the Philippian people, and Paul was in prison at this time. Amen? And Paul said unto them that he had a lot to brag about his many works and many things that he had did in the flesh, you know, before he became a soul-like apostle for Christ. You know, he was a very powerful man. He, you know, he was confident in who he was, you know. He persecuted the church. I mean, he was circumcised when he was 8 years old, and he felt that all those things made him a righteous man. That was called self-righteousness. Amen? How many of you know that self-righteousness will get you nowhere? Amen. God's righteousness is what we need. Amen. Now, he says in Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 4, that I might also have confidence in the flesh. He says, you know, there was a time where I had confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinketh that he have whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. He says, if any man thinks that he can trust in himself more than me, I don't think so. Man, I took the cake. He says, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. So he said, man, I was circumcised the eighth day. I was considered a great Pharisee concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness, which is the law, which is in the law, blameless. So he did everything according to the man-made laws and followed all the rituals and went according to the man-made traditions. He was blameless according to the man-made law. But was he blameless in the sight of God? Amen. See, many of us, we can follow a lot of man-made laws. Amen. And we might think that that's a gain. But if it is really a gain, why is there still that emptiness on the inside? Why is there feel such a void? Do you ever just sit down some days? I mean, you can be there just by yourself, or you could be in a room for a crowd full of people, and it's like something comes over you, and you say to yourself, this is not right. Something is missing, you know? And it may seem like everyone around you is enjoying themselves, or you might be in a position where it seems like you should be enjoying yourself, but you're not. You feel lost. You feel empty. You feel a void. You feel like there's a darkness, like there's something not there. And there's something that should be there. and you're doing all these different things, and you said to yourself, I should be happy, but I'm not. I should be content. I should be at peace, but I'm not. You're financially set. You got a good life. You know, your kid's not in the street, or you not in the street. You got a good life. None of your kids in jail, none of them locked up. You know, they're respectable children. You know, no more so than the kids these days. You know, you worked your way to the top to get that great job. You know, but there's still an emptiness. There's still something missing. You got a beautiful wife. You got a great husband. You don't look bad yourself. Huh? People love you. People like you. You know, you're doing well in your church. You know, you could be the pastor of the church. Or you could be just a regular lay member. You know? But you're doing what you feel that you need to do. You're doing what you think God wants you to do. Hmm? But there's still something wrong. You may be reading your Bible every day. You may be praying. You may be singing glory, shouting to the hills to God. But you still feel that there's something missing. And the only thing that can fill that void, my brothers and sisters, is God himself. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, as I minister this word to you, I'm not even there myself with having him have filled my void. But I am pursuing to have him have filled my void. Amen. I'm pursuing in the spirit because it's not nothing that can be taken care of on the outside. Amen. You have a lot of things on the outside. You have a lot of material things. But to what avail? Amen. Paul says in Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 7, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. He says, but what things were gained to me, all those things, him being a Pharisee, him being a blameless man according to the man-made laws and the rituals and traditions, amen, him being circumcised at the age of eight, him persecuting the church, he says all those things which were once a gain for him, he now considered them a loss for him. He now would lose, he willingly lose them, lost them, to gain Christ. Amen. He says in verse 8, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. He says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. So everything that I thought that I needed to make me happy, I would surely and willingly lose it on purpose to gain the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, meaning I do call them but worthless. They're meaningless. They're worthless to me now. That I may win Christ. Because see, there's something on the inside of Paul now that he don't need all those things. There was something at this time when Paul was talking, it was something on the inside of him, and he was locked up in prison, but he was content. He was at peace. He was at ease. He was joyous. And he was in the furthermost part of the prison, okay? And I'm sure they were treating him very badly. Yet, he was able to minister to people. He was able to testify of where he was and where he is now. And even though it may look bad to some others and people may even evil speak on it, yet he was content because he had learned how to be that way through his sufferings, through his loss, and having faith in God to fill that emptiness in that void. Amen. Now, how many of us can say that if we went to prison today, that we would be happy sitting in the prison doing 40, 50 years for Christ? I don't know that I could say that right now. Amen. I would want to, but I don't think that I'm there yet. Amen. And if many of you would reach deep inside yourself, you realize that you're not there yet either. Because I'm going to tell you, it takes a lot of show enough faith in Christ to fill that void. Amen. I mean, I'm dealing with some things in my own life right now. Amen. And there's some really crucial things. I mean, there's some things that can cause a person to literally lose their mind, to crack up, to be into a mental institution and all, and just willingly want to commit yourself to it. But I'm believing God. I'm believing God to work it out. Now, I'm not going to tell you that every day I'm on this high feeling of, okay, God, you got it. You're going to work it out. Yes, I'm so happy. I'm so content. No, some days I'm down. Some days I'm feeling a bit depressed. Some days I'm crying. Some days I'm crying out to God. I'm pleading, Lord, take this cup from me. Amen. But nevertheless, not my will, his will be done. As Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, and he knew that he was about to have to come through on his assignment and take that cross for the sins of the entire world, even he himself groaned within himself. And he asked God to take, if it be God's will to take the cup from him. He asked God to take the cup from him because he knew what he was going to go through. Amen. But see, Jesus had to lose himself in order for us to gain salvation. Amen. And in the same way that Jesus had to lose himself, amen, he had to go through a lot of loss. He had to go through a loss of disciples, a loss of apostles, a loss of his reputation, a loss of family members, friends, okay, in order to gain salvation for us. Amen. See, I pray that for myself, that the Father will fill the empty void in me. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that for yourself, the Father will fill the empty void in you. Amen. I'm going to read that again in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. He says, but what things were gained to me, those I count as loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Now, he didn't suffer the loss of just some things. He said he suffered the loss of all things. So everything that he had gained in this world, he had lost it. In order to win Christ, he says, and do count them but dung. He count them worthless. He count them as dog poo, that I may win Christ. Amen. He says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. So he wanted to be found in him. He didn't want to have his own righteousness, amen, which is the righteousness of the law, which many people are guilty of today, being righteous according to man-made laws, amen, feeling self-righteous, you know, because of, you know, you may give a little tithe or you may give a lot of tithes. You may work in the church. You may do a whole lot of things to help people. Yet are you righteous according to God? Amen. See, because righteousness comes by faith, not of ourselves. If it came of ourselves, many of us would have it. But righteousness comes from God. It is a gift from God. It is something that we obtain from God as we receive him by faith. Amen? See, I want to win Christ. Amen? I want Christ. I want to be overflowed. I want my water pots, me, my vessel, to be filled up with the water of Christ. Amen? So much that it overflows, so that I will not thirst again. Amen? So that I may be like the Samaritan woman who was at the well that Christ talked with. Amen? She said, give me this water that I may not thirst again. Amen? So that I may not come to the well and to get any more. I want this water that you have to give. Amen? And see, when we get him, he will fill us up so much that all these things that we thought we wanted and we needed, all these things that we thought we had to gain in order to feel content and happy from the world, we're going to realize those things are meaningless. Those things are dumb. Those things are at a loss for us. Why? Because Christ is the gain. Amen? Christ is the gain. Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that some of these things are wrong that we want in life. Amen. You know, yeah, people want to have a nice home. They want to have a nice home filled with nice things. You know, they want their children to be respectable. You know, they don't want to be out there messing around with this person and that person, that person. Amen. You want to be a respectable woman. You want to be a respectable man, an honorable woman, a one-woman man, a one-man woman. Amen. Not cheating on your husband. Not cheating on your wife. Amen. You want to be financially stable and financially able. You want to prosper. And there's nothing wrong with wanting these things, but if wanting these things and gaining these things in the pursuance to get these things causes us to lose our relationship with God, then we'll never be happy. Because the Bible says, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world, but yet lose his soul? Amen? I mean, is it really worth it to gain all these things? You work so hard to get them, and yet you're still not happy? Yet you still feel an emptiness? Yet you still feel a void? And so you may say to yourself, well, what can I do? You yourself said that you still feel a void. What I'm doing right now, seek them. Seek them. Talk to him. Get in his word. Communicate with him. Allow him to communicate with you. Allow his word to be planted on the inside of you. Amen? It is in spirit that we worship the Lord. Don't allow your ego or your conscious mind to just, you know, to say, well, hey, I've done enough of this, I've done enough of that. You can never get enough of Christ. Amen? There's always more to learn of him. There's always more knowledge to gain of him. And there's always so much that he wants to put in our spirit so that we are overflowing with him. My brothers and sisters, keep on keeping on. If you fall, pick yourself back up and keep on going. Amen? And realize that you don't need to gain a whole bunch of material things. You don't need to gain a whole knowledge of the world in order to be filled up with God. Because I've never been to a Doctor of Divinity school. Amen. I haven't had any formal teachings on Christ. Amen. But Christ, the Holy Spirit, has given me everything that I've learned from him. And I still, every day, I'm still learning something different. Just today, I was this morning reading the word, you know, and before I began to read, I just asked him connect with me in the spirit. Fill me up. You know, show me something I don't know. And guess what? Immediately in my spirit, as I read a scripture, something came back to me from another scripture. He brought something back to me from another scripture to show me that what I thought it was, it really wasn't that. He gave me revelation in my spirit while I was reading another scripture about another scripture. And I said, that is nobody but God. Amen. And so I'm about at the end of my time on this message here today. But I pray that something that God has given me here today to give you encourages you, motivates you, helps you understand him even more, give you a deeper sense of him, and maybe even gives you a deeper sense of yourself and why you feel the way you feel, and, you know, the knowing that there is something there that is not being filled, and it's never going to be filled unless it's filled up with God through Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank you very much for listening to me, Janetta Allen, on the Christ Ministry. And until the next time, remember, you can do it if you give God a chance. You can do it. Yeah, yeah.